Thanks so much for supporting my sponsors and choosing places like Les Délices La Franais when you're looking for great custom cakes, themed cakes, pastries, bakery items. They're the place to check out. 5 Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and my home location. On Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard, Simplement Délicieux. It's Les Délices La Franais. Yes, and that goes for Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. So many people DMing me, also sharing their experiences by going to Baton Rouge for dinner, for lunch, for even Saint-Cassette's and happy hours. You could do that. 29 locations across Eastern Canada with a 30th coming your way in the Montreal area in LaSalle very soon. Check them out at batonrouge.ca to find out the closest restaurant near you. And their spinach dip as an appy, trust me on that one. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors. The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, not such a beautiful day in the countryhood, because today is April Fool's Day. Well, not really, it's the second, because this podcast is out on Tuesday. Some in my hood say Tuesday. Welcome to the Drive-By Freeway. It is my best rendition of Mr. Rogers, when life was more simple. This is episode 180. And even though I recorded this on April Fool's Day, and we are the fools today. All Canadians waking up to a new carbon tax, and taxes up basically in so many other areas of life, you will be noticing as time goes on. Time goes by and you're checking those receipts and getting those statements. You may have already noticed gas went up. Now, in Quebec, wasn't supposed to go up as much as other parts of the country. I believe the highest tax hike with the carbon tax is in BC. But my local gas station today went up at least close to 20 cents a liter. I'm almost singing like Mr. Rogers, but it's depressing. But won't you be my neighbor? No. Because there's no reason to be my neighbor in Canada. A lot of people are getting the heck out. They're moving out. Like Billy Joel said in his song, I'm moving out. They're going to other places. Other more free places. Less taxed burdened places. That's what people are doing because their dollar goes nowhere anymore. Our dollar doesn't go far at all. Today, the Canadian alcohol excise tax went up by, I think it's 4.6%. So you'll also be noticing the things that calm us down, that make us feel better, a little bit better, as we're socializing and forgetting about all this bullshit. Alcohol, yeah, that's going up too. Basically, anything that's fun gets taxed, including transportation, getting around. Look, this is not 2035 or 2030 or even 2025 yet. This is the reality that we live in. We live in a reality where we cannot go electrical and go completely dependent on a grid. We know that. Everyone knows that, except for the Trudeau liberals don't seem to know that, or they do, but they keep pounding us with tax after tax after tax, including this carbon tax. And it's not fun to look up and see your gas prices soaring. And no, don't think you're going to get away with it as well, because if you have an EV and you're plugging in, well, hydro, that's taxes are going up with hydro as well. Taxes have gone up with alcohol. Anything else are we forgetting right now? It's a whole slew of things here in Canada where basically they try to shut you down if you have any criticism. Any comments to make, Yeah, the algorithms probably work best with the Canadian government software. Who knows? And anything you're trying to say doesn't seem to, I don't know, get to too many people. At least to me, I'm starting to feel like whenever you post something, I get fewer views when I post something critical of the government. And then I post something that's like, I post a cannoli and I get 10,000 views. And then I post something about Trudeau and it's like, this one's not doing so well. Why? Only has 800 views. How did this happen when I know people are digging? Nothing wrong with the cannoli. Don't get me wrong. Cannolis are great. But yes, cannolis are fantastic and sweet and great tasting. But no, I know people are digging my criticisms of the Liberal government and Trudeau. So why? Why fewer views? Explain that one to me. It's puzzling. So I wasn't much of a Mr. Rogers. I started the podcast singing along with Mr. Rogers, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It is a gorgeous day here in Montreal, where I am from, where I'm doing the podcast with. But when I was growing up, for me, it was Mr. Dress-Up, Casey and Finnegan. Those were the much simpler times, the more innocent times. And then didn't Mr. Dress-Up have the tickle trunk? Right? The tickle trunk. And that's what I feel the Liberals have, with no disrespect to Ernie Coombs, who played, was, I believe, a great Canadian. Or was he half a Canadian, half American? I wish I had a fact checker here as in real time as I, I'm recording this, because I guess I could check as I'm talking into the microphone. But Ernie Coombs is the late, great Mr. Dress-Up. And he had this tickle trunk, and he'd take all these things out of the tickle trunk. Yeah, he was from Maine. Maine was an American-Canadian. There you go. Hey, I'm pretty good. So he had both passports, but born just up the road. Yeah, just up the road where I got engaged. Actually, I was engaged with my beautiful wife back in 2013 in Maine. That's how my thoughts run, by the way. I know I sound completely and utterly ADD, but I'm really not. But it's like a chain of content here. Yeah, it's one thing leads to another. The Fix, great song. He's still following me. Okay, so he had a tickle trunk, and in the tickle trunk, he'd take out things, right? In the tickle trunk, and I feel that's what the Liberal government is doing. As I mentioned, no disrespect to Mr. Dress-Up. And it's like they have something new that they're going to shock you with every few months. Whether it's a scandal, whether it's another stupidity, what's another virtue signaling, whatever tweet or press conference that the prime minister is doing, there's always something else coming with the Liberal Party. And never shocking. And this is the latest one. This is the Canada that we now live in. If you're listening, I know I have a lot of expats who listen to this podcast. There's several in Mexico, they write to me. There's several from the DR. There's several in Costa Rica. There's some in Bermuda who are former Canadians who have left. And good on them, because I was one of those former Canadians who left. Well, I should say former Quebecers, because I didn't leave the country. I just went to other parts of the country, but I left Quebec. But at this point, no. What did I do? I left Quebec, but I still was in the country of Canada, which was great, by the way. Yeah. Was great when I left Quebec and went to other parts of Canada and explored and lived my life, even spent 6 months in California back in the day when I was younger, dreaming, hoping, who knows what I was doing. It was a great country. But then recently I heard Joe Rogan and a bunch of his pals who are on the Joe Rogan Experience talking about how, even though Canada is completely and utterly retarded with everything that's been going on, and what Trudeau's been doing. And I heard Justin Trudeau actually say F Trudeau. Joe Rogan say, if I would have heard Justin Trudeau say F Trudeau, that would be an amazing moment if he told himself to F off. But Joe Rogan said F Trudeau. But then he said, they were talking about all the great things about Canada. They were going through the list of great things about Canada. Comedy came up. Even Tim Hortons came up, even though I don't think Tim Hortons is that great. But yeah, it is Canadian hockey. So many things that they were mentioning and saying that Canada has been part of allied forces throughout the great wars, the biggest wars. We were always there. We always sent troops and fighting for freedom when it was right, when it was the right time to fight for freedom. not sending billions and billions of dollars over to some country. We don't know what they're doing, where they're funneling the money, what kind of cockamania scam is going on over there, right? We were all about the peacekeepers, at least in the last 20, 30 years. Peacekeeping was our duty. Back in the day when the going got tough, we were in the trenches. And many Canadians lost their lives to fight for freedom for this country, great country of Canada, and as allies to England, other Commonwealth countries, the United States, France, the list goes on and on. So Canada is still a great place. I don't want people, when they say, look, it's just Trudeau's Canada, the Canada we have under the government right now, the Liberal government, and the NDP, another BS government holding the Liberals in power. This is the these are the two parties that are ruining the country. That's not to say, like, I had this conversation, I had some close friends over a couple of weeks ago, and I made some comment like, you know, Canada, it's not the same Canada that I remember, and they said something like, Canada is great. Well, of course Canada is great. Canada is still one of the best countries in the world. I'm just talking about how Justin Trudeau has destroyed it and continues to destroy it. Let's be honest. Let's just be honest. Who the heck still supports Justin Trudeau? It could only be a government worker. It has to be somebody who, like a couple of my friends, oh yeah, believe it or not, I have Liberal friends. And a couple of these friends of mine have said to me, right to my face, my boss, they call him my boss. It's actually disgusting, but I love these people. They're like longtime friends of mine. So it's almost like I have to let it go. Kind of like the way they look at me, like some insane right winger, far righter or whatever they think I am in my mind, but they accept me for who they think I am. Well, I know that maybe they're not completely enamored with Justin Trudeau, but they do work for the government and they do call him my boss, whether it's for a joke or to get under my skin, they do that, okay? But now one of my Liberal friends from Toronto, this is one of the guys, I've always liked this guy. I'm not going to say his name because he doesn't get a chance to come on this podcast and chat and have a conversation with me. But this is one of the guys, I've always liked this guy, and I met him back in Toronto with another very close friend of mine. And throughout COVID, this guy was writing to me defending Justin Trudeau and all his moves. Everything he said, all the vile shit he said, all the mean stuff he said, the way he divided people, and I don't have to go back to all the crummy things he did, right? So this friend of mine from Toronto would defend him till the end of time and hated the fact that I might even one day support Pierre Poilievre. I always said, I don't know what Pierre Poilievre is going to turn out to be when he becomes prime minister, because he will, but anyone is better than Justin Trudeau and Jagmeet Singh. So who are you going to vote for? You got to vote these guys out. The only way you get these people out is by voting conservative. Who writes to me the other day is this friend of mine from Toronto. This is what he writes, and he will remain nameless. Help, we're here now. I thought he was like in Montreal. I was like, help, we're here now. Is he in trouble? I am not voting for PP, he writes, Pierre Poilievre, but I am also not voting Liberal. They fucking lost me, bro. and I'd never vote NDP. Man with no home. So I put, welcome to the dark side. You know, with those eyes, emoji, whatever eyes. And I put, hey, a spoiled ballot is still a vote. And he wrote, yes, indeed. This made my week, my year, my first 4 years of this decade. Because this guy, I mean, Trudeau could do no wrong. Anything Trudeau did and I criticized Trudeau about, this guy was defending him. That's it. He turned on Trudeau. I didn't even ask him about the vid and if he's still on his, you know, 15th, 30th, 40th booster. I don't know what they're up to now. I didn't ask him about any of that stuff because it's none of my business. Because believe it or not, I don't sit here wondering who's shooting up their arms, what people are. I don't care. As long as somebody is comfortable with their health choices, I'm fine with it. Because I never told anybody, do this, don't do this. I said, I'm probably going to do this, and I'm against the fact they're doing this. That's it, and everybody freaked the hell out. Here we are now, and the most leftist progressive guy that I know, Listen, it took balls to write this. And this guy is a man's man, besides the fact that he supported Justin Trudeau in the past and a couple of other numbnuts. He, and I like this guy a lot, he wrote to me. That takes guts. I turned to my wife. I go, can you believe he wrote to me? Look what he wrote. And I was blown away. I didn't have to say anything else. What do I have to say? He's come. He's realized. And a lot of people are realizing. As a matter of fact, the same people south of the border that can't stand Donald Trump, that for their life, like if their life depended on it, they would say something crummy about Trump and they would go down with the ship because it goes against the fabric of their being. I get it. There's some people that just can't stand them. And I'm not trying to force any politician or any person onto somebody. So I get it. I don't want people doing that to me. But do you know how many people now, more than ever, that I know and even don't know and follow, and some I know and some are strangers, but they're people I see on social media or they're people that I know that can't stand Donald Trump and are in America and will be voting for him. They will be voting for him now because their choices continue with the Joe Biden left-wing Democratic liberal insanity, or go back to, it might have been a louder time in terms of a guy who wouldn't stop talking, Donald Trump, but it was quieter times in terms of the economy, stability, the way the world viewed the United States, the respect the United States have. So now people are turning against and voting for, imagine, Donald Trump. Donald Trump's going to win. He's going to be the president of the United States this year. Now, one of two things is going to happen. The left is either going to go absolutely crazy and riot in the streets if he does win. And if he loses, then the right's going to go absolutely ballistic and blame it on the fact that, of course, the election was rigged. Let's hope that's not the case. But my prediction is Donald Trump will be president of the United States again. He'll be number 47, 45 and 47. That's where I would put all my money on. If I was still a betting man and putting money on who's going to be the next president of the United States. So a lot of people can't stand Justin Trudeau. The latest polls have him sinking lower than, I mean, I saw one poll. The liberals were lower than the Bloc Québécois. Think about this. A separatist federal party, separatist though, from Quebec, might be, according to the last poll that I saw, the official opposition after the Conservatives get in. Can you imagine? It's the Conservatives and the Bloc Québécois is the official opposition. You got a separatist party from Quebec as the official opposition. The Liberals at that point would be completely obliterated. That's where they're heading. And if any Liberals have any common sense, and I know there's a few Liberals that have common sense, one in particular, and I'm not going to name the person either, because I don't like to play that game of just throwing out names and saying, I know this guy, this guy's a good guy, this guy, no, I never met this guy, but I noticed he started to follow me, and he's an MP. And then I was like, well, hang on a sec, this is a Liberal MP who started following me, why? And then I hear him say a couple of things, then I hear some people share a couple of other things with me, and I think, oh, is he coming to the dark side too? And by the way, I'm being facetious, we know our side is not the dark side. We are the common sense side. And again, there are times when Pierre Poilievre will say things that I'll be like, ugh, he rubs me the wrong way sometimes as well. I like him. I've met him actually here, not too far away from my studio. Him and his wife. Wife is lovely. And I like them. But who knows what will happen a couple of years after he becomes the prime minister. I don't know. Because they're people, they're politicians, and people change. I don't know. But at this point, he's got me. And the Conservatives will be getting my vote whenever the next election happens in 2025. But here we are, and we're at the point where people who can't stand the opponent are going to be voting for that opponent because there's absolutely no choice. And what kind of a world do we live in right now? This is the world that we're living in, where these politicians, these absolute goofballs are doing things here in Canada and in the United States, the Bidens, the Trudeaus, to get to a certain segment of the population. They tried to do it with Christmas. the whole you can't say Merry Christmas, you can't pray in school, you can't have a cross, you can't show your, you know, whatever. Here in Quebec, same thing in Quebec. You can't show religious symbols. Okay. So all that stuff, but the people who are taking it up the hoopster, the people who are taking it now, who are really taking it, are the Christians, let's be honest. How do you make it, I don't even know what it's called, because as soon as I heard it, I was completely turned off. What is it? The trance, they made Easter Sunday yesterday was trance day, basically. Okay, they lit up the CN Tower in Toronto. No, not the colors of, I don't know, an Easter bunny, Easter, eggs, yellow. I don't know. No, it was for trance people. And then the government of Canada came out and tweeted first about trans people and then probably took a whole bunch of shit. Same thing, the account that whoever runs, whatever crazy intern janitor runs, the Veterans Affairs X account did the same thing. They were talking about the official day for trans people, whatever. And then hours later, when they probably took so much heat, they decided to wish everybody a happy Easter. That's what it is. International Trans Day of Visibility. Imagine wishing or talking, putting that first. That's first on the pedestal. Easter second. Now we're going to shaft all Christians. Can you imagine they had done that with any other religion? Oh, forget it. They wouldn't even go there with any religion or take a chance to do that with any other religion. But we know, and look, I'm not the biggest, I'm not your biggest religious guy here, but we know Christianity is under attack, and it has been under attack for a while, especially by these leftists, these absolute crazies like Justin Trudeau. And they declared this in the United States as well on Easter Sunday. You could have done it on April Fool's Day. Why not? No, because it's April Fool's Day. Well, how about April 2nd? How about April 10th? How about May 5th? No, that's Cinco de Mayo. I'm sorry. Okay, whatever. We'll make it the same day as Cinco de Mayo then. No, you have to make it the same day as Easter Sunday. This pissed off Christians everywhere. And I don't blame them one bit. Christianity is under attack. When the CN Tower is the colors for the International Trans Day of Visibility and not for Easter, and Veterans Affairs Canada put out a whatever they're called now, an X, a tweet, okay? And they said, happy March, whatever, March holiday season. I don't even know what they called it, but they didn't mention Easter. They said, whatever you're celebrating, happy March season of celebration. Instead of saying happy Easter, a few hours later, of course, yeah, a few hours later, somebody must have mentioned to them, we're taking heat like we've never taken heat before. So how about a happy Easter for all the Christians? Yeah, happy Easter. This is Trudeau's Canada. This is Biden's United States. They're worried about everybody else except for the majority, okay? It's like, we're going to worry about the 10 people screaming at the corner. Because look, there are a lot of trans people. My favorite trans person is Caitlyn Jenner, because she gets it. She even came out. And as a Roman Catholic, Caitlyn Jenner, who used to be Bruce Jenner, who won many, many medals here at the Olympic Games in Montreal, or as she calls it. Now, see, I said she. Montreal, back in the day. Bruce Jenner was a legend. Today, it's Caitlyn Jenner. She was absolutely repulsed by the fact that her president was talking about the International Trans Day of Visibility being on Easter Sunday and not Easter Sunday. Biden is a Roman Catholic. I believe, is Biden not the first Roman Catholic? Unless I've lost my mind. Biden is the first Roman Catholic since JFK, right? Donald Trump wasn't Roman Catholic, as far as I know. And Justin Trudeau's Roman Catholic, born Roman Catholic. So look, and look, I'm born Roman Catholic. I'm not saying I'm a practicing Roman Catholic, but I hold some virtues close to my heart, some traditions close to me. But this is ridiculous, honestly, what they're doing here. It is ridiculous. And as I mentioned, when you have a trans person, one of the most popular trans people, who they've canceled, of course, because she's not saying the right things. She says things against her own people. That's like me being Italian and saying things against Italians. Well, guess what? I'm going to say things against Italians when Italians do stupid things. And I believe I may have once or twice on this podcast, maybe more like a dozen or two dozen times during a certain period, I mentioned things when I thought Italians in my neck of the woods were getting on their knees and kneeling and doing things that I never thought they could do without even having a second thought about anything, just because their government was telling them to do things. Caitlyn Jenner was absolutely disgusted by Joe Biden writing that. And she's trans. So again, I know tons of gay, and I hate having to say this, you know, because whenever somebody says something and then you're trying to look all, politically correct, then you're like, well, I know black people. Well, that doesn't exempt you from saying something that might sound racist, but I don't give a shit. So I'm going to say the gay people I know are done with this. They're done with it. They fought so hard. It's the same thing with real feminists and women who are completely repulsed by biological men taking over International Women's Day or their sports or beating them, creaming them in their sports, who tell me to my face they're disgusted by all this, just that they can't talk. Because they're realtors, they're lawyers, they're doctors, they're notaries, and whatever they post might be seen by their employer, their clients, whoever. It might put them in a bad predicament. Me? I don't care. I always say it. If somebody has a problem with what I'm saying is it's not only 100% factual. It's the absolute facts. It's just some people do not want to hear it. Because they have swallowed the insane pill and the Kool-Aid. Man, they've been drinking Kool-Aid since I don't know when. They don't live in the real world. I live in the real world and I go with facts and I say those facts. And when I mention those facts, it upsets a very small portion of the population, albeit. They're the ones that end up writing to somebody that might decide to cut their ties with me because they think I'm some... I mean, it's unbelievable what some people will resort to. Some people have nothing better to do in their lives than to try to make your life, to take you down with them, because they're not going anywhere. So I may as well try to ruin this person's livelihood because they're saying things I don't agree with. But the things that people like me and I'm saying are not even inaccurate. They're 100% accurate. And when you have people like Caitlyn Jenner, who are trans, coming out and saying, but albeit Roman Catholic, coming out and saying, no, this is disgusting on Easter Sunday that we're doing this. It's a slap in the face to Christians. That's a fact. When you're lighting up the CN Tower, tallest building in Canada, and you're putting the trans community before all Christians on their most religious day, the resurrection of Christ, and nothing for that? Not even a happy Easter? Nothing. No, he has risen, whatever. None of that. No. Instead, Trans Day of Visibility, light it up. All the colors of the rainbow. Let's go. And Justin Trudeau, the first to parade with his colorful socks. We live in the most, not only insane of times, the weakest of times. I post this almost weekly on my Instagram stories, the weakest of times. We have the weakest people. If a war or Armageddon were to happen, there will be panic. There will be people that will be able to survive on basic smarts and common sense. Everybody else is going to be, it's going to be an absolute shit show. Because there are a lot of people who cannot think on their feet and a lot of people who are too trusting of other people who are part of the government. They don't even consider questioning about any of the things that they do. They just assume everything put forth on a plate for them is, well, why would they be trying to cause us harm? They're like us. Except for their politicians with a lot of power, getting a lot of benefits. And that's why many MPs today, including the Prime Minister of Canada, all MPs, got their pay increase today. That's not an April Fool's joke. That's an increase of 8,000, 7,000, 9,000, 10,000, I believe, for the Prime Minister of Canada. He's over $400,000 a year, while taxes galore coming right at us. Carbon tax today, all that stuff. But them, no, no, no. And as a matter of fact, we know that the next time the election is called, because not only do we know this, but they've made it official part of Canadian legislation, that whenever the next election does happen in October of, supposed to happen when? October of 2025, I think? Well, then a few days before whatever it is that election happens, a week before, is the sixth year anniversary of many MPs now qualifying for their Canadian pension plan, which is a massive pension plan. Guaranteed, after 6 years as an MP, you get something like over $170,000 a year, guaranteed for life. Paid by who? Paid by us, the taxpayers. So all this stuff, you could go look it up. Not making up all this stuff. This is all facts, all factual. And this is the Canada we live in. Nice, huh? Beautiful. Episode 180 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenière. I was there over the weekend. Guess what I was celebrating? Easter. I got a fantastic cake, pastries, everything I needed for my charcuterie board. They have it. The Brossard location, an expanded store. They have products direct from Italy too. Olives, whatever, marinated products. They have dough. If you're making your own pizza and you don't want to try their pizza, whatever. They've got it all. They have, they're a one-stop shop. Go check them out. They also have frozen. I even got cutlets, chicken cutlets that were freeze-dried. All right? And this is what Anthony is all about now at the Brossard location. More than just pastries. They've got it all. Five Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West. Simplement délicieux. It's Les Délices Lafrenière. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar with a 30th restaurant coming your way here in the Montreal area in LaSalle very soon. 29 other locations. Find out the closest one near you at batonrouge.ca. You're looking at a great night out with your friends or family or coworkers for a happy hour Saint Cassette. Right after work, head to their bar, any other locations, including Complex Desjardins on St. Catherine in downtown Montreal. So many great spots. You could go in, have their signature hamburger, steaks as well. They've got it all for you. They've got the chicken burger. They have the spinach dip, the Rickards French onion soup, and potato, creamy potato soup. Nothing like it. Ribs, of course, are to die for. Mouth-watering, fall off the bone. It's Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. Check them out. I love them. Before I head out and wrap up this episode of the Drive-By Podcast, number 180, I have to mention this. I saw Sam Smith. I used to love Sam Smith when he first came out. I was still working on the radio. You know, when he looked like a man, regular guy, he was always overweight. He was a likable guy, but you look at him and he had this powerful voice, a singer-songwriter, amazing, a friendly disposition. Now I see him. I mean, it's truly, what have we become? I mean, a lot of people think Hollywood and the music industry has always been demonic. And full of fire, the pits of hell have been underneath, flaming the Hollywood sign for decades and decades now. But you see, I saw Sam Smith the other day. He's performing. He's wearing high heels, and he's wearing stilettos. He's wearing, I don't know, nylons. He looks like he's all sexy lingerie. He's wearing sexy lingerie. He looked insane. Okay? He looked absolutely insane. He's overweight. He's not even a good-looking guy. Listen to me. He's not even a good-looking. He's in horrible shape. He's a big guy wearing sexy lingerie. At least if he was, you'd take a model, you know, a guy who could be taking his clothes off on 281 nights. And he's wearing something like that. You could at least say, okay, women could look at that and feel aroused. Gay men could look at that and feel aroused, whatever. He looks like his life is in shambles. It's a joke. You look at that and go, what is wrong with this guy. And of course, you can't be, you have to be a certain age to go to his shows. His wardrobe changes are borderline parental guidance, PG 18 or over. Has to be. But I don't understand. I just don't understand what this guy is doing anymore. And I don't know who he's trying to appeal to. It's just, it's whacked. It's perversion. If I had kids and my kids were out at a show where a guy was dressing up like that, and it's just, it looks, I don't know who finds that, whether you're a straight woman, gay man, straight man, who finds that appealing? You see a guy like that, and I know things are running in, you know, for people to dress up like that, for people to lose their minds and do stupid things, wear stupid shit, stuff like that, change the color of their hair. I know they're trying to release all their inhibitions. They're trying to be who they really are, and I'm going to be me, and this is who I am. But when it takes a turn, and you end up getting into clothes that this make you look like a complete clown, and it just doesn't make sense anymore. And you're doing it either for the shock value or because, as I said, for whatever is going on in your mind, you're delusional, you think you're somebody else, whatever's going on, but you're trying, you're pushing it on your audience, you're pushing it onto people, young people, people that are get easily influenced and see this, and they're wondering, it's just too much. It's overboard. It's not one afternoon at the Gay Pride Parade anymore. It's now in your face 365 days a year. All the time, 24/7, it's always there. It's that, it's an agenda. And when people say it's an agenda, it is an absolute agenda. And I mentioned that politicians participate in the agenda. And they even put it ahead of celebrations like Easter. So it could only be an agenda. And I wrap up the podcast by mentioning Sam Smith because I am absolutely concerned. I'm not even a parent, but when I see this, I see the end times. You know, they talk about things like this happening during the end times. And you got to wonder when you start seeing all this evil shit around you and stuff being pushed like that, what is truly going on? What is truly possessing these people to do this? I don't know. I don't know. And I think it's very important not to participate when you see this kind of shit and it's an artist that you like and it's a song that you enjoy or a band that you enjoy and they start doing things that are, like to me, Green Day started doing things that I disagreed with, Pink disagreed with. I'm not into them anymore. I just stopped listening to them because I'm like, I just don't align. The same way they don't want anybody following them that don't align with them. No problem. I'm not going to align with them anymore because I find them odd and doing really weird shit. I'll always remember back in Calgary, they did this radio promotion which hit, you know, parts of Canada, across Canada, where men had to walk a mile and basically in heels for a charity. It's usually a women's charity, whether it was breast cancer, ovarian cancer, what, and I'm all for that, but I'm not all for wearing heels, okay? Men don't wear heels. It's not comfortable. It's not comfortable. We've never worn heels. We don't know how to walk in heels. I don't care to feel how a woman feels for one day, 1 hour, 1 minute of wearing heels. I'm not a woman. I don't want to wear heels. And I remember my boss telling me, Frank, you have to wear it. This is for the chair. And I go, I don't have to do anything. And I didn't go out. So we ended up sending my gay producer to do it. He had no problem wearing the heels. And he went, God love him. Thank you. Saved me. But I didn't want to do it. And I think it came up here once as well here in Montreal. And I made up an excuse as well so I didn't have to. One, I don't want to look ridiculous wearing high heels. Number two, they're not comfortable. Three, I'm not going to go hurt myself and my ankles wearing heels I don't want to wear. And I have nothing to prove to anybody. Therefore, having to wear heels to prove that I'm not a homophobe, that I'm not anti-gay. No, keep these stupid promotions, stupid ideas, or, you know, let people who want to participate in these things, do them and don't force them onto your employees and the people who couldn't care less about doing these things. You want to raise money for ovarian cancer or breast cancer? Then ask the people, do something that is inclusive and involves everybody, not just so you can feel what a woman has to wear during an 8-hour day, walk a mile in her shoes for ovarian cancer. No more. I didn't do it back then, and I will never do it now. Forget it. And these are the things you have to say no to. As simple as they sound, as stupid as they may sound, say, okay, Frank, really? Like, honestly, it might be fun. No. You don't do anything you don't want to do or that makes you look ridiculous or makes you feel ridiculous, because guess what? They wouldn't either, and they don't. So you put your foot down. Hey, you put your heel down. And hopefully that heel is not attached to a straight guy. And say, no, I'm not participating, and there's nothing wrong with that. Fuck it. And happy, even though Easter, no, today is, at the time of this recording, it's still Easter Monday. So happy Easter Monday on Tuesday. Happy Easter for the rest of the year. And happy Canada Day, a Merry Christmas, and happy Halloween. I got them all out of the way now. Episode 180 is sponsored by Les Delices Lafrenière. 5 great Montreal locations. Check out the best pastries in the city. Custom cakes and theme cakes. You can work with a designer at lesdelicelafrenière.com. All 5 Montreal locations. Check them out. St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. Les Delices Lafrenière. Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar for a great night out with your friends, family, lunches, dinners, sankasets, happy hours. Go have drinks with everybody at your office. Whether you like them or not, you will love the food. Their signatures, spinach dip. You could have their amazing ribs and their signature hamburgers, an array of appetizers. They've got it all at Baton Rouge Grill House and Bar. If you enjoyed this episode, please 5-star it on Spotify. Review or comment on Apple and check out any of the past episodes with guests on the Drive By Podcast YouTube page. I'm Freeway Frank. Thank you so much for listening in. Reach me anytime at Freeway Frank on X or on Instagram. Ciao for now.
The Drive By with Freeway Frank.
Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.